Hello and welcome to the second episode of the KinkyMedia.net Happy Hour Podcast. This one will be longer than the last one, but still not close to an hour. Don't forget to visit us at KinkyMedia.net and give us some feedback. Now for the feature presentation. For our first poem, you shall hear Photoshop by Kyle Hughes. This poem was originally devised for the PSP forums at PlayStation Underground. Leaked images are all we post. Image Shack is our favorite host. We get flamed on a daily basis. I just made a picture of Jesus calling you racist. Your name is known by everyone. I made pictures of rumors and have lots of fun. Your name just is the most typed text. What will the PSP firmware have in store for us next? The edges are sometimes jaggy. The huge images make the page laggy. And then when someone accuses me with your name, I got to make a new image to cover up my shame. Once again, that was Photoshop by Kyle Hughes. Now for the second story entitled Happy Birthday by Kyle Hughes. Again, this story is a mystery, so see if you can figure it out. Once upon a time, there was a duck named Jerry. Jerry was having a birthday party with all of his friends. They were playing loud music and having a good time. Then Jerry's neighbor, Emilio the cow, called the police because the party was too loud. When the police came, they made everyone go home, and it was not a very happy birthday for Jerry. The mystery was, how did the cow dial the phone? You try to figure that one out. I don't know. The next short story is called Cajones. A man travels to Spain and goes to Pamplona during the Great Running of the Bulls Festival. After his first day there, he goes out late for dinner at a restaurant in the center of town. He orders the house special and has brought a plate with potatoes, corn, and two large meaty objects. "What is this?" he asks. "Cojones, señor," the waiter replies. "What are cojones?" the man asks. "Cojones," the waiter explains, "are the testicles of a bull who lost at the arena this afternoon." At first, the man is disgusted, but being the adventurous type, he decides to try this local delicacy. To his amazement, it is quite delicious. In fact, it is so good that he decides to come back again the next night and order it again. This time, the waiter brings out the plate, but the meaty objects are much smaller. "What's this?" he asks the waiter. "Cojones, señor," the waiter replies. "No, no," the man objects. "I had cojones yesterday, and they were much bigger than these." "Señor," the waiter explains, "the bull does not lose every time." I let you laugh there for a little bit. Give that a little time. Alright, now for a little known fact. Why did the chicken cross the road? This is a true story. The regulation of the chicken side of the road was threatening its dominant market position. The chicken was faced with significant challenges to create and develop the competencies required for a newly competitive market. Anderson Consulting, in a partnering relationship with the client, helped the chicken by rethinking its physical distribution strategy and implementation process. Using the Poultry Integration Model, PIM, Anderson helped the chicken use its skills, knowledge, capital, and experiences to align the chicken's people, processes, and technology in support of its overall strategy within a program management framework. Anderson Consulting convened I got you there. If you're not listening on the computer, I bet you checked if you were paused, or you may have already turned this off. Anyway, a diverse cross-spectrum of road analysis and best chickens, along with Anderson's consultants with deep skills in the transportation industry, to engage in a two-day itinerary of meetings in order to leverage their personal knowledge of the capital, both tactic and explicit, and enable them to synergize with each other in order to achieve the implicit goals of delivering and successfully architecting and implementing an enterprise-wide value framework across the continuum of poultry cross-media processes. The meeting was held in a park-like setting, enabling and creating an impactful environment which was strategically based, industry-focused, and built upon a consistent, clear, and unified market message and aligned with the chicken's mission, vision, and core values. This was conducive towards the creation of a total business integration solution. Anderson Consulting helped the chicken change and become more successful. I'm serious. That is the true story of how the chicken crossed the road. They just didn't think you could handle it when you were a little kid. But now that you're a big boy slash girl slash animal, you're good to go. And to finish this episode, yeah, I know, you don't... Wait, never mind, you do want it to end. To finish this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast, a short story entitled Baseball. A recent Scottish immigrant attends his first baseball game in his new country, and after a base hit, he hears the fans roaring, "Run, run!" The next batter connects heavily with the ball, and the Scotsman stands up and roars with the crowd in his thick accent, "Run, ya bastard! Run, will ya?" Sorry for my horrible Scottish impression. A third batter slams a hit, and again the Scotsman, obviously pleased with his knowledge of the game, screams, "Run, ya bastard! Run, will ya?" The next batter held his swing at 3-2, and as the ump calls a walk, the Scotsman stands up yelling, "Run, ya bastard! Run, will ya?" All the surrounding fans giggle quietly, and he sits down confused. Our friendly fan, sensing his embarrassment, whispers, "He doesn't have to run. He's got four balls." After this explanation, the Scotsman stands up in disbelief and screams, "Walk with pride, man!" Giggle, 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 hearty, har, har, chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Thank you for listening to the KinkyMedia.net Happy Hour Podcast. For the complete archive of the Happy Hour Podcast, you can visit www.kinkymedia.net and click on Podcasts. Have a great day, everybody.